It's February 14th, 2024. It's 7:21 a.m. So the wife and I talked this morning and last night regarding what we're going to do for Valentine's Day. So we decided to postpone everything until a couple of weeks from now because it is in the middle of the week and our schedule, again, like I mentioned yesterday, it did not align very well. We did a very bad job putting this together. So we decided to postpone our Valentine's celebration till the end of the month. We're planning to have a dinner and a show. So that'll be awesome. We're going to watch Six. It's being shown in downtown Toronto. So that'll be fun. My friend had went a few weeks ago for his wedding anniversary. And he said it's pretty good, pretty neat. It's literally a girl band talking about Henry VIII's wives. It's pretty neat. So we're going to check that out. And after, we're going to go for dinner after the show. Dinner-wise, we still don't know what we're going to be doing. But, yeah. If you guys are wondering why we're not doing it this coming weekend, here in Canada, we have family day long weekend. That means everyone will be gone for the long weekend. So because it's time for us to celebrate family, so everyone's going to be going to meet up families or go away for the long weekend and all that good stuff. So we decided to just postpone it overall just to make it easier for us to see if we can get something without rushing or anything like that. So that's gonna happen. So I'm actually heading downtown today for a meeting, but the bad thing about this meeting, it's not the meeting itself is the bad part, it's the timing is the issue that I have. The meeting's at 4 p.m. and it's gonna suck in the commute. So what I'm planning to do is I'm gonna head down just after lunch to downtown. Just walk around, enjoy the afternoon. It's gonna be chillier than expected, so it's kind of crappy. So I'm just making breakfast here, just toasting my bagel. So yeah, I'm gonna head downtown just to walk around and take photos and do some street photography and then go straight to my meeting. I'm trying to figure out if there a way I can just bring everything on an iPad, have access to everything, so it's just to minimize the carrying on the laptop. Don't get me wrong, my laptop itself is incredibly light, but I just don't want to bring my laptop with me. Right now I have everything in my phone, so if anything happens, I can do everything on a phone pretty easily. But at the same time, I kind of like want to have that freedom of not carrying too much things. Yeah. I am planning to bring my audio record just in case I see or hear or want to record a log, but we'll see. Again, this is brand new to me and trying to get this this working out properly. But to be honest with you, I'm pretty exciting doing this. I'm kind of liking this. So, yeah. We'll find out for what I'm going to do this afternoon. We got what I'm bringing. Heading down there around 1 o'clock. Just taking the train down. It's going to take about 45 minutes to get downtown. So, nice and relaxing. It's 10:18 a.m. and the meeting I have this afternoon, I was hoping would be canceled by this time, but that's not gonna happen. So I think the goal for me now is just I'm gonna head out around 1 o'clock-ish or even noonish to get down to downtown, walk around for a bit like what I planned this morning. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that it wasn't canceled. I'm still baffled to have a meeting at this late. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But whatever, it is what it is. Looks like weather-wise, it's going to be very cold today. Yeah, cold but sunny. I'll take sunny and cold rather than dark and cold. So I'll take that. So far, the only thing I'm doing today is just literally just catching up in my ad hoc work that I have to do to make my life a lot easier going forward, especially work-wise, because I do a lot of CAD work as well. So what I do is, instead of reinventing drawings every time, I'm just making presets and making blocks. Those blocks can be manipulated faster than me making a brand new block. So that's what I'm doing now, because I have one of my meetings this afternoon is for a potential big job that I have to use AutoCAD. So I'm gonna put all the templates together and send it out. I have a feeling that that me doing this is gonna bite me in the ass in the future, because it just, in other words, the stuff I'm doing now, making it easier for me, is literally speeding up the process of me designing. And for me to speed up designing, this means I have more free time. Hence, more free time means I'll be doing more work. So it's like a catch-22, so I have to make sure that my work is slow enough, and at the same time fast enough that no one will bug me about this stuff. So we'll see. Yeah. But the good news is it is sunny, and it's incredibly bright outside. It's incredibly bright. So I can't wait to go outside and just hang out. I am planning to take the train down. I'm not planning to drive down. So this means taking the train. This means I have more free time. This means I can just relax in the train and put my feet up. And just the train ride itself at this around noon will be 45 minutes. So that will give me time to walk from the train station to my meeting rather than taking the subway. So just to get some exercise and stretch my leg for a bit. It is 11:44 a.m. So I just finished having lunch. I'm actually getting ready to head out to downtown. It's kind of weird because I've been trying to debate if I'm going to bring my laptop or not. I know it's a very minor thing to discuss. It's kind of it is first world problem issue. The reason why I'm debating it is because I like to. No one's gonna email me, right? This is the stuff that keeps stuck in my head. Every time I go to a meeting, especially taking a transit, I'm debating to bring my laptop with me because. Don't get me wrong, it is incredibly light. It's just, I just don't want to carry it. You feel that burden of carrying something you just don't want to carry, and at the result of all this, you end up carrying it with you because you're just kicking yourself and not carrying it. That's what's happening to me right now. It is incredibly frustrating. It's how my head thinks, how my mind thinks, that as soon as I don't carry it, someone's going to message me or ask me for information. If I don't carry it with me, I literally carry a laptop that I'm not planning to use. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to go through a schedule and my deliverables to see if I need any, if I need it with me. But I just realized something. If I have it with me, if I end up working, it's like doing nothing. So it's kind of annoying. So the answer you have probably is like, why not just drive? Well, I can drive downtown. That's not a problem. The only problem is I have a 1 hour meeting. Literally, it's 4 to 5 p.m. And if I go drive down, it will take me an hour and a half to drive down, another half an hour to look for parking to 45 minutes. If I end up parking close, that's a bonus, but it's not, it'll be walking another half an hour. So that's the whole day. But if I take the transit, if I leave at, let's say, 12:30 to get to the station, it'll take me half an hour to get there and walk up, and it's going to cost me the same amount. And I don't have to be stressed if I take the transit. Yeah, that's the issue, the dilemma of every single person who takes transit and transit down to the city core. So it's... very frustrating.